from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that. The afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
My lawyers and attorney and, you know, everybody, you know, the head of the Bears, everybody up there up top is handling that. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to be able to get back. You know, we've been training. We had a little break, training, getting ready. And then, you know, you start getting to the end of the break and the training and you're ready to go, really excited. So I'm really excited, ready to go. Really happy to be back in Chicago and to get this thing going.
So Caleb Williams is signed, sealed, and delivered, we're pretty sure. Tom Pelissero has it. Schefter has it. Now it's out there on Pro Football Talk. And I have not been concerned. The first practice is Saturday. You got a little worried beforehand.
Right, and what you're saying now is that it's not just agreed to terms, which broke a day or two ago, but it's actual signed, inked a contract.
That is what the Bears have still not put it out there.
There's a Roma Dunze press release and a story on ChicagoBears.com. Not yet for Caleb.
There's not yet for it's not yet from the Bears. And now Tom Pelissero, 29 minutes ago, now final and fully agreed to, the Bears have a deal with number one overall pick Caleb Williams per source. So that's pretty damn definitive. This is what Mike Florio said earlier today with Dan and Layla. And again, this isn't about fear-mongering. It's about the questions that a smart young quarterback in this day and age are going to ask and the boundaries that they are going to try to push.
I'll tell you what, you still have to worry about Caleb Williams. Although it isn't a huge worry, I've been doing extra work just for you. I wore this thing for you. I've been making some phone calls and sending some texts. My understanding is the contract isn't signed. They expect it to be. They're haggling over language. And what I think they're getting into is a situation where the lawyer that's handling this isn't as versed in the nuances of the contract as an experienced and competent agent would be. And I think there's some snags they're trying to work out. And one thing I'm told is there was an effort made to get the Bears to agree not to use the franchise tag on Caleb Williams after he would finish the fifth year of his contract, assuming they pick up the option. And that did not go anywhere. But that just gives you a flavor of what they were trying to do and had every right to try to do, given the leverage you have when you've got a great quarterback like Caleb Williams and you wanted to come in with the right possible vibe. Effort to get rid of the franchise tag failed. Other language still being haggled. Deal has not been signed, but there's no reason at this point to think it won't be.
Wait, so he is not signed as of right now?
Contract isn't signed. Agreement basically in hand, haggling over language, contract not signed as of right now. That was my latest information as of about 10 minutes ago. You know, we've talked in the past about some of the things that there can be haggling over. Cash flow on the signing bonus. My understanding is he's going to get it all at the same time, not far from whenever he does sign it. What it takes to void the remaining guaranteed language. I don't know that the lawyer was sensitive to that issue. Offsets on remaining guarantees. I don't know that the lawyer was sensitive to that issue. So there's still some back and forth over the actual language. And again, they tried to haggle. And this is a new one that I hadn't really thought of before because I hadn't heard of anyone trying to do it. Getting an agreement in this rookie contract to not use the franchise tag when the 5 years ends. We've seen agreements with veteran free agents to not use the franchise tag. There's nothing in the CBA that I'm aware of that would prevent it in a rookie deal. That was unsuccessful, but they may be trying to get something. You know, you try to save face The lawyer's trying to justify his hourly fee. They want to feel like they got a win here, and maybe the Bears will come up with something to let them say that you know, they pushed and they pushed and they got a little something back.
Fascinating. And for anybody who doesn't know or realize, the Ravens franchised Lamar Jackson before giving him a new contract just last year. Dak Prescott, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, twice all quarterbacks who received the franchise tag.
Yeah, it is a mechanism that is team-friendly that players don't like. It pays you the average of the top 10 highest-paid guys at your position, fully guaranteed, but only for 1 year. So guys would say, well, pay me that money per year for 4 years instead of just one. And so it's a mechanism that the team prefers.
Look at Caleb, man. Look at Caleb trying to get any little thing he could possibly get, even after the NFL has clamped down and tried to make these first round contracts just boilerplate.
Yeah. This doesn't bother me 1%. It really doesn't. He signed, reportedly. We still don't have it confirmed, but reportedly now signed. He's asking questions. It reminds me of a toddler pushing the boundaries. Oh, it's like, can I jump off the couch? Can I jump off the arm of the couch? Can I jump off the mantle of the fireplace? It's like, no.
Oh, no.
Like that one would be a problem, buddy. Like, that would be a problem.
Have you ever thought of telling him, hey, if you can get up there, then you can jump?
Right. It'd be tricky. That you're ready to be a parent.
You're right. It reminds me of Ruben saying, I'd like 9:30 bedtime. Well, how about 10? Well, how about 10:30? And continuing to negotiate. Some parents like when their children learn to negotiate and push against those boundaries a little bit. You're training them for life on some level.
Yeah, it's just, you should ask questions. You should, hey, is there something here? Is there something there? Is there a little something for the effort, whatever the case
may be? You
know what?
You know how cool it is that you said we should ask questions? We must ask questions. In honor of this frequency, the old WMAQ, we must ask questions here on 670 back in the day.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's go with we must ask questions.
I love that. It's just, he really hasn't disrupted anything yet. He really hasn't.
Because he's not a bag.
But he's
that's part of it.
He's pushing and asking and trying, which gives us a little bit of a window into some of the ideas that are going to come up in the next collective bargaining agreement, right? You think that there's going to be, the NFLPA will have that on their list of things that they will either ask for or just put there that they'll be ready to concede? Can we lose the ability to franchise a quarterback who's in the top 10? Something like that.
I mean, his
top 15.
Players have hated the franchise tag for forever. Caleb's not the first guy to not like a franchise tag. I mean, Dak, the reason why he has more leverage than any player in the NFL right now is when he signed his four-year, $160 million contract the last time, which this is the fourth and final year of, he got a no-trade clause and a no-tag clause. So if he plays this season out,
man,
he is just an unrestricted free agent, and the Cowboys just they just lose him.
You're extremely well-versed in Cowboys and Dak Prescott information.
Thank you.
I wonder why, Steve.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know, but that was impressive.
But I'm just saying.
I don't know why we didn't leave the show with that.
Could have.
You know, A block. Cowboys, Lakers, LeBron, Aaron Rodgers.
We got Bronny takes coming later. Uh-huh. It's all here for
Boy,
you.
Boy, imagine if Caleb was in a walking boot, imagine what would have happened.
Someone in an airport bar just spilled their Tito's all over themselves.
That's right.
And it was like a dentist office.
It was Mike Pereira. That's who it was.
That's right.
Okay.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
So he's not the first person to say, hey, can I get a no tag clause? It's just not something that's ever been given to a rookie before.
Sure, but
so he's just asking. He's like, oh, Dak got it. Why can't I?
But he's not just any rookie. He's the number one quarterback. You know what? In a year where there were a lot of quarterbacks, and he was so clearly and far away the number one. So I could see, you know, them stretching some of those parameters in the CBA ask. Top five quarterbacks, you know, or first three quarterbacks drafted, you're not allowed to franchise. Something like that,
man,
to try to give the cream of the crop a little bit more.
Maybe. But I think they want the team to always have the leverage. Like they want the Bears to have Caleb Williams, for as long as possible. If the Bears cannot tag Caleb Williams after year five, then he can just leave after 5 years. And they want you to be able to keep him for 6 or 7 years. I mean, because like you said, Cousins got the tag twice. The league is there to protect the teams, and the union, in theory, is there to protect the players.
And advocate for the players, yeah.
But the reason why the league has such a thumb over the players is because there's 31 owners of 32 teams, and they're all the same. They're all billionaires. Whereas the players...
Yeah, 31 owners, because the Packers are not owned.
Yeah. So it's 31 billionaires, and then there's 1,500 players. And some of them are like Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. And some of them are Velus Jones and Tory Taylor. So that union's not going to be like, we're gonna give up a bunch for the number one pick quarterback on a rookie contract and not be able to get franchise tagged. Like they try to represent for 1,500 players in a union that make a whole bunch of different money, and they can't hold out.
Uh-huh.
Like baseball players, because the length of the career is so short, the athletic prime is so short, the contracts aren't guaranteed.
All right, so
there's not going to be a work stoppage. So that's why the owners have it better than the players.
I think most people probably don't have a problem with Caleb asking for stuff and guys trying to get whatever they can, especially in a sport where the average NFL career is 3.3 years as of the last data, or is it data that's available? What's the funkiest? What's the most interesting thing that you ever asked for in a contract? And I wonder, like, there's people out there in different realms of professional life.
Yeah.
Were you able to get something great in a contract because you had just a little bit of leverage? And I hope that you tried out there, listener. I hope if you were up for a deal and they were about to sign you to a new thing. I don't know how many of our listeners actually work in terms of a contract, but I know that I've asked for a signing bonus a bunch of different times.
Yeah, right. Get a little cash influx.
Yeah, I'm a little cash up front. You know, that would help. I've got some issues here. You know, as I sign this, do you think you might be able to give me a little bit of a money bonus up front? I think it's something they used to do.
Yeah, well, that's the truth of it.
Because I didn't get it.
We're not in the heyday of the local radio big bucks going around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I tried to get a guaranteed ticket and perks package.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wanted I wanted the Cubs suite for a game,
sure.
The Bulls suite for a game, and like a perk package.
Good ask.
And they said no.
Uh-huh.
But they said you are an important employee. You will get priority access if you ask but we're not going to give you a suite which we use for clients.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's fair.
I did
ask for that, and it didn't happen.
I had a moment at a moment where I asked for a certain number of tickets to games.
Yeah.
And I got them, but then the job and the boss and everything kind of changed pretty radically.
It's tough, man.
So it goes away.
We're not in that. You used to be. I'm not at all. I never really was in that era.
I just caught a little bit at the tail end. This would be a fun topic to ask some of our radio elders who we are fortunate enough to have as friends who listen to the show. Jonathan Brandmeier. I wonder what the best perk that Johnny B ever asked for and got. Kevin Matthews.
Do you want to call Johnny right now and see if he'll do it?
Call Johnny right now. I wonder what Johnny B was able to ask for in a contract. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the stories about David Lee Roth when he was hosting his radio show? Like, he demanded that the studio be filled with sand. So I heard that story somewhere before.
I bet Mitch has great stories regarding this from his days at the Loop, man.
Yeah.
You know, just like, hey, I'm gonna need this, I'm gonna need that. They're like, all right.
Well, I mean, okay. Terry, legend, right? Terry did a bunch of shows from home like that. He did that well before COVID.
Oh, years and years before COVID.
I mean, he was kind of a pioneer
when it was
not needing to come in.
The ISDN line. I remember hearing how much it was to install that high-end phone line at his house. I'm like, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Can I pay rent for a year with that, please?
Yeah. I mean, Howard, Howard 3 days a week, Howard home studio, yes. Howard driver, Howard elevator.
Yeah, his elevator, so he can drive. It's an elevator for his car, so he can drive right into the elevator,
no.
And the elevator takes him up right to the studio.
That's what Caleb asked for. That's what Caleb asked for. I'd like a car elevator at Hollis Hall that I just get in, and it takes me right to my locker. But Caleb, the elevator, it would only go up and down the lockers. I don't care. Get that done. Get it done.
This isn't a contract perk, but it's probably the coolest radio power move that I've ever heard. Have you heard the story of Francesa on September 11th?
No.
Did he do it?
Didn't do it.
It would explain a lot.
But he did broadcast from the studios, and that attack happened at 9 in the morning, and he drove into Manhattan when you weren't allowed to get into Manhattan, and his driver was able to drive him in. Because
he was Mike Francesa.
Because they rolled down the window of the cars and the New York cops let Francesa in so he could get on the air that day.
Francesa and Julio?
Yeah, exactly. His driver Julio. The story I was told was Francesa rolled down the window in the back seat and said hello to the cop, and the cop let him in, and he was the only car that got into Manhattan that day. At that checkpoint. That's the story that I was told. It's pretty epic. It's a pretty epic story. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking me back. I was producing the Mike Murphy and Fred Huebner show on the Score 1160 when that attack happened. And Murph was great. Murph was a total pro. And, you know, did live radio about that until we handed it off to CBS News Radio. And then Terry Bors was there for the next show. I think was it Bors and Bernstein doing middays? I think it was. And yeah. And I ended up, you know, sitting with Terry in a little side office watching on a very small TV. We watched the second tower get hit by a plane together. Me and Terry Bors watching that live coverage.
Crazy.
At the time.
Crazy.
So, you know, meanwhile, Mike Francesa is thinking, I got to get into the studio.
I got to get to work.
Got to get these takes
off.
That's
the story I was told. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I was told.
Who cares?
Yeah, right. Truth is, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. So look, ask for stuff. Ask for stuff in a contract, folks.
You guys remember when Mac came back for afternoons and then his vocal cords collapsed on the first day? He asked for a slushy machine.
Danny, I was tasked with going to the 7-Eleven right there on Wabash and Lake to price out their slushy machine.
Folks, this is how I knew.
Wait a minute. Wait, you went to the 7-Eleven to ask
to see
how
if
much?
I could buy their slushy machine. Not like, hey, what do you guys, like, your vendors, what do you pay for that?
Oh,
as like
God.
A parent company, can we
Hold
buy
on.
This one?
As a voice professional who's had problems and seen a ton of doctors and knows a lot about the field, that is the dumbest idea to help fix a voice problem that I've ever heard of.
It's temporarily soothing.
And also mental.
That's what Mac wanted.
He thought that it helped. And folks, this is how you know I came in way too late and the best times are over. The old Mac, dangerous, he would have got that slushy machine.
He sure would have.
They would have made it happen no matter what.
That's true.
And they just never did.
Actually, pretty relevant. My girlfriend, who I haven't said what station, works in Chicago radio. She got them a margarita frozen machine in their office.
Hell yeah.
Last year, she got a double flavored margarita frozen machine.
The best days are over at AM
margarita
radio.
Machine.
But FM. They're still trying.
FM morning shows are doing.
We gotta send
this
segment to Mitch. We'll get a margarita machine.
Yeah, we will.
I'll get one by tomorrow if we really want one.
Do any of us even like margaritas? We'll end up getting one. We're all just like, yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, there's tequila in it, right?
Yeah. I'm a fan.
I love them.
I wonder if the annual Pro Bowl trip that Mac, Yurko, and Harry did was in the contract.
It wasn't.
That's the best. That's the best annual trip ever.
It is.
The football season's over. Let's go to the Pro Bowl in Maui.
There's a radio row. We gotta be there.
I'm convinced Mac stuck around here because he thought maybe the Pro Bowl would be going back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Instead, they moved it to Florida, and he was like, no, you know, maybe we'll get down there. No.
Well, look, I mean, think about it. Think about all the broadcasters who do that, who eventually get enough power to write their own ticket. Vin Scully first stopped doing a certain amount of games east of Colorado. And then he only did games in the state of California.
Big state.
And then he only did home games. I mean, it's like you just, as you age and you are a made guy, you can do what you need to do.
And Hawk only did road games.
Which strangest thing ever.
Which is really weird. What was that? Like, was he lived closer to the airport or something?
Something like that.
It was something very
strange. Because he lived in South Bend, so he didn't want to drive to Chicago for the home games. But the road games is easier for him to get to the airport. I don't know, man.
That was the weirdest thing. Hawks last like season or two, he just did road games and Cubs socks. It was so strange. Yeah,
it's a crazy, crazy thing.
Well, maybe I'll ask for something ridiculous.
Yeah,
in the next contract.
Yeah, you should.
What, like respect?
Yeah,
they don't.
That's what the paycheck's for.
They don't give that away anymore.
Yeah, again,
that's also changed in the business. Yeah,
it's a different era of radio. Don't know if you've been paying attention. We got categories coming up in 20 minutes. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.